Welcome to the guided meditation, Discovering and Embracing Your Shadow Animal. Today, we're going to take a journey deep within ourselves to discover and work with our shadow spirit animal. Now, your shadow spirit animal represents the hidden or repressed aspects of your personality. So embracing this part of yourself can bring profound healing and self-understanding. But I want to do just a small disclaimer before we get started. If you have anything that you are significantly hurting from, please take some time to evaluate if you need to work through some of those raw feelings, thoughts, and memories before you dive into this meditation. The work that you are about to do can bring up some unresolved feelings. So I highly suggest that if you are in a good place emotionally and ready to do the work, then that's great. But this meditation is not a substitution for seeking professional help. It will allow you to do some of the work on your own, but I do want the disclaimer here also that there's nothing wrong with seeking professional help. They've been trained to help us through trauma. So I want you to sit with that a moment and reflect. Now, if you've done a self-check and an assessment and you're ready, let's begin. Find a comfortable position, either sitting or laying down, and close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth, allowing your body to relax with each breath. Focus on that breath. Feel the rise and fall of your chest. With each exhale, let go of any tension in your body. Imagine now a warm golden light starting at the top of your head, slowly moving down, relaxing each part of your body. Let this light relax your forehead, eyes, jaw, neck and shoulders. Feel its warmth moving down your arms, through your chest, stomach, hips, legs, and your feet. Release anything, any tension. Feel the warm, beautiful light relaxing, cleansing. You are now completely relaxed. I want you to visualize yourself standing at the entrance of a dense ancient forest. This is a sacred space where your shadow spirit animal resides. So take a moment to feel the ground beneath your feet and the fresh air around you. And when you're ready, step forward into the forest. As you walk, notice the sounds, smells, and sights around you. Feel a sense of peace and curiosity. Know that you are protected. Continue walking until you reach a clearing in the forest. In the center of this clearing is a circle of stones, emanating a soft, inviting glow. I want you to go sit down in that circle and set your intention to meet your spirit animal. Silently or out loud, say, "I am ready to meet my shadow spirit animal. Please reveal yourself to me. But remember, you are protected in the circle of these stones." Now, as you sit in the circle, notice any changes in the environment. Pay attention to any animals that appear, either approaching you or emerging from the shadows. This may be one you recognize, or it could be something entirely new to you. The stones of the circle are a protective barrier between you and your shadow spirit animal, so you don't need to fear anything. Who is approaching you? Who is in the shadows or has come forward and is sitting in front of you? Welcome this animal with an open heart and mind, and know that you are in control of how close they come to you. So at any time, if you are feeling uncomfortable, ask them to step back a little bit. Now I want you to observe its characteristics, its behaviors, the feelings that it evokes in you. When you are ready, communicate with your shadow spirit animal. You can do this mentally or out loud. You can ask questions like, what aspects of myself do you represent? What messages do you have for me? How can I integrate your wisdom into my life? So I want you to ask those questions now, whatever questions you have, and listen carefully to its responses. These may come as words, images, feelings, or intuitions. I'm going to let you sit with your animal for a minute here. Now I want you to take a moment and express gratitude to your shadow spirit animal for its guidance and presence. Ask if it has any parting wisdom or if it will continue to walk with you on your journey. Embrace the animal symbolically. Integrate its energy and wisdom into your being. Feel a deep sense of connection and understanding. Now thank them for all of the wisdom they've given you today. And I want you to slowly start returning to the present. Begin to bring your awareness back to your breath. Feeling the ground beneath you and the air around you. And when you are ready, gently wiggle your fingers and toes. Take a deep breath in and exhale fully. Gradually open your eyes, bringing the insights and energies from your shadow spirit animal back with you into your waking life. Take a few moments to reflect on your experience, and I encourage you to journal about the insights and messages you received today. Remember, working with your shadow spirit animal is an ongoing journey. You can return to this meditation whenever you seek deeper understanding or additional messages, or even just need to reconnect with this powerful aspect of yourself. So I want to thank you for joining me with this meditation. And may your journey with your shadow spirit animal bring you profound healing and self-awareness. Remember, always shine brightly and celebrate each other's lights.